Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this space. I can support you to create a space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com. And we can create a program that will assist you. So this is June, and June has been all about finding our soul's purpose. And tonight I'm really excited because I have, well, probably one of the most profound readings I've ever had done was with our guest, Mark Borax. And he is with us tonight. We are going to be discussing how to rewrite our psychic contracts. And we have Mark with us. We are going to be doing mini readings. I will start the reading, but when you give us a call, I want you to call in with your date of birth. And then Mark will take your date of birth after while I'm giving you a quick little reading, and he will give you a reading as well. So this is going to be an exciting evening. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. It is June 16th. And Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, Laura. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. So let's talk a little bit about this, rewriting psychic contracts. I know that, I would like to rewrite a few of my own. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. I feel that the main requirement that's being asked of everybody in the world right now is to get ultimately real with who you are and what you're doing and stop putting it off. And in order to do that, you have to be willing to change your agreements. But here's the clincher, Lori. You have to be willing to change your agreements you've made with yourself. And those are the deepest agreements, and they're often the most unconscious agreements. And so in order to rewrite your psychic contracts, you have to look down inside at the way that you're living your life and take responsibility for creating a true outcome based upon who you really are rather than a lot of compromises and false agreements. So to rewrite your psychic contracts, that's the territory that you have to enter.
Right. And that's, that's not always easy for a lot of people because, we've been so used to wearing these masks and, doing things to please others. And because we were, we were taught as children that, who we are wasn't good enough. It wasn't, it was, but to family, friends, everybody around us, they had, they told us what to do. They told us how to be the good person that we're supposed to be, what kinds of things we were supposed to do, how we were supposed to become, the better person. And through that, we developed all of these issues that we have. Plus we developed these personas that aren't even authentic.
Yes. It goes back to a lot of early childhood stuff. When you're getting in and messing around with your stories that you've been telling yourself, sometimes you don't even realize that you're telling yourself stories and that you had inherited those stories from a lot of people who were telling themselves stories. And so the archaeological layers of story upon story upon story is really the terrain that we're talking about tonight. And no, it's not easy. It's not simple. It's not clear. I'm not going to give your listeners some magic formula that's going to 1, 2, 3 whisk all of their artificial agreements away. It takes time and intention and willingness to catch yourself at being artificial, at compromising yourself, at settling for less, at maintaining relationships at the expense of your truth.
And that's a big one because, relationships certainly are the one area where we understand ourselves. They're our mirror. They're you know, what helps us grow, what helps us expand, what helps us even just see the problems that exist in our lives. And, you know, so relationships are the big thing. So I was sort of hoping you were going to talk about, you know, completely rewriting those contracts with the relationships we had. But of course, it's our relationship with ourselves, because we're the only person we can change.
Well, it starts there, Lori, and every external relationship that you have with anybody is a reflection of the way you're relating to yourself. And both on the positive and on the negative side of things, our relationships mirror the way that we're treating ourselves, the way that we're listening to or ignoring our inner voice. The relationship between the selfhood that we carry and the deep core soul that we are. And that's what's up for transformation now all around the world. And because of that, it's a very fertile and miraculous and volatile time period.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, Mark, right now the phones are going crazy. And it must be because you let everybody know about the show, but I mean, they're going crazy right now. So do you want to take a call and move into this, or do you want to?
Let's go for it.
Okay, let's go for it. So our first caller is Shannon from Ohio, and her date of birth is the 15th of April, 71.
Great.
Thanks. Hello.
Okay, hi, Shannon.
Hi.
How can
hi,
I
Shannon.
Help you tonight?
My name's Kim, but that was my birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about the error there, Kim.
No problem.
So how can both Mark and I help you tonight?
I'm having house issues. I'm trying to sell my house, and I've been waiting for a foreclosure property short sale for over a year. But a new house, I'm trying to get away from that because I didn't think it was ever going to work out. So a new house I fell in love with, it's a little more expensive, and I still haven't sold mine, so I don't know which way to go.
Well, let's give Mark something as well to go on, so that he has something else that he can look at in your astrology. But, you know, I would say with regards to your house, I mean, are you really ready to move? Because that's kind of what I'm getting. There's some questions, and you're not sure, and is this exactly what you're wanting?
To move. I so want to move.
Okay.
I'm over this house.
Okay, there's some question in there. There's something that is, I'm not quite sure what it is. I don't know if it's about the new place or about the old place, but there's something in there that is not quite
I've been
not
counting
quite
on
clear.
This foreclosure for so long.
Okay.
But it hasn't been happening, so I was feeling that wasn't the right direction, so I started looking again. And now I found this new place, and I fell in love with it, but it's a little expensive.
Right. Well, I mean, clearly you have to sell your own before you can move into another one. But I get that. All I'm feeling is that there's something that is still holding you back, and I'm not, it's not exactly clear, but there's something that you're either thinking about or believing about in yourself, either that you don't deserve it or there's something going on, because there's just something holding you back still from this happening. And
because I thought this was my first house, and if I moved again, it would be with someone, and I'm still single.
I was going to say, is it something to do with the relationship? Okay. Well, so hold that vision, but also know that as you, you know, come into that space of love for yourself, that, you know, you deserve to have whatever it is that makes you happy. But let's see if Mark comes up with anything around this and relationship and what he has to say.
Hi, did you say your name was Karen or Kim?
Kim.
Okay, hi, Kim. What I'm seeing here is that when you're moving out of a home, you're also moving out of an energetic matrix that the life that you live there and all the relationships that happen there forms another home, like the invisible interior space that you're also being asked to move out of. And what I'm sensing here from looking at your chart is that parts of you are still hooked into the old way of life that you were involved with when you were living there, or the old thought forms, especially pertaining to relationship. And so you're not only letting go of a home now, but you're letting go of a whole old way of being. Like a part of you is being sloughed off like a snake shedding its skin. And my feeling about what you're being asked to do right now is to take it on a dual level of two tracks, in which part of you needs to get absolutely clear and clean as to what you're leaving behind, not just the physical space, but what thought forms, what ways of being, especially pertaining to relationship, you're truly wishing to grow beyond and let go of, recognizing that you can't get past them until they come up in your heart. I feel that there's some crying that has to happen there, that there's some older associations that have to come more into your emotional body and your heart first before you can move them out. While on another track, to just objectively be totally detached from the situation and recognize that when it's truly the moment for you to be gone from that location, it will happen, and that if it hasn't happened yet, there's still an interim period where you're being asked to use the pressure of the interim period to get more in touch with your deeper inner truth, especially what you're leaving behind. Is that helpful?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's one of those areas that you definitely want to look at, because we were both picking up the exact same thing, that there's something there. So just look at, you know, what you're wanting to shift, because it's a big step. And, you know, thanks, Kim, for giving us a call.
Which house am I going to get?
that will become clearer as you move through this. But give us a call back and let us know, you know, what's happening.
It's going to work. It's going to work. There's something more being asked of you here. You're not a victim of external circumstance where you just have to twiddle your thumbs. Use this time period to get deeper and clearer as to what you're letting go of. There's a thing that's being asked of you on that level. That might help release the external forces to shift in your favor.
Okay, I don't know what that is yet, but I'll think about
it. You'll get it.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so our next caller is Maria from Florida, and it is the 1st of August, 1968.
Okay.
We do need to go for break, so Maria, stay on the line. We've got the lines are actually packed, so you know, if you're trying to get in, just keep calling, because as soon as we let someone go, it will be open again. So we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul, as well as Mark Borax for markborax.com on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. Interviews with Kimmy Rose.
Hey, this is Kimberly Rose.
And this is Kevin Myers with Interviews.
We're excited to bring to you some of the greatest authors, speakers in the areas of mind, body, and spirit. And also, we'll be connecting with you.
So join us Thursday evenings from 9 to 11, that's Eastern Time, for Interviews. Join us. Tune in and call in.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com.
Get higher, loosen my lips, faith and desire, and the swing of your hips. down hard and drown me in love. I miss the sound of your voice.
Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
All right, so it is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. And tonight we have Mark Borax. And Mark is probably one of the most profound astrology people I have ever met in. When he and I did a reading together, I mean, he really can see right into you. And it's quite impressive, the type of work that he's doing. And so I was very pleased to have him on the show tonight. And the phones are going crazy. Mark has a website, which is markborax, BORAX.com. And he has a free newsletter on his site. So you want to join up for that and get all the little tidbits that come onto that. But, you know, Mark, you're doing some great work here. And we're talking about rewriting psychic contracts, but the phones are going crazy. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to talk with these people. We got Maria from Florida. So hi, Maria.
Sorry. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Hi, Maria.
Good. So how can we help you?
Today's a sad day. My father-in-law passed away this afternoon, and my husband flew back to New York. The question is the relationships. I don't know. I've seemed to draw. I left a very abusive childhood, found a strong point in my life. The family situation came back, which I wound up being abused again by my family and taken advantage of and met a man that way, but I fell in love with the man. And now that all families are in turmoil, but I like to know my stepfather, my father-in-law, did have a heart for me. And I just like to know where I'm going because I put everything into everything. My whole heart goes into everything I do.
Yes.
And sometimes that can be very bad for me because now I got psoriasis from all the stress.
Yeah. Yeah, let me take this one, okay, Lori?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Maria, you are on the verge of cracking out of your old life like an old dead skin. And you have always been deeper, clearer, stronger, more loving, and more alive than you've known because of your early childhood conditions. It was not reflected back to you, the truth of who you were. And so from very early on, you developed a host of coping mechanisms that became a cottage industry. That's the thing now that's being dismantled. It is falling apart. You're not falling apart, but your old nature, your old agreements, your old contracts that cut deep, especially pertaining to self-image, self-love, sexuality, strength, desirability, and goodness. That's what's breaking apart so that the joyful, potent being that you are can finally come out of that prison of having to act a certain way and pretending to be a certain way. It's a very intense period. It can be compared to a death and also a birth. Just like at death and just like at birth, a whole older organism is moving out of the way, but a whole newer one is coming in. This process is the main thing that's happening for you from age 40 to age 44. You're involved in a very powerful transformation. You need to know that you're going to make it and that everything that you're losing is something that no longer worked. You're either losing that whole relationship connection or the old version of the relationship so that something much truer inside you can emerge. Who you really are is a bright light. You have a powerful inner truth going, and the more that these other things clear out of the way, the more that that inner truth is going to come out.
That is beautiful. That is so breathtaking and so enlightening. As far as my physical part, is this skin, this psoriasis that I've never had that I am experiencing, would that go away too with all this?
My guess is that it will go away. Don't obsess over it. On the spiritual level, what it's indicating is that you're shedding. You're like a snake. You've gotten bigger than your old skin. Your old skin is cracking apart. I suspect that your psoriasis will pass, but don't obsess over it. It's not really what's happening. What's happening is your heart, like the Grinch's and how the Grinch stole Christmas, is growing three sizes bigger.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Maria. You are definitely going to make it through this.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. And our next caller is Mark from Massachusetts, which is his birthday is the 4th of September, 56. Hi, Mark.
Hi. How are you both?
Hi.
Great.
I'm loving what I'm hearing so far. It seems like it might be a theme tonight, the falling apart of one's life theme. I've taken the summer off from my professional life because I feel it's critical for me to get away from cell phones, voicemails, emails, all of this stuff, and connect, do a lot of inner listening, and play the cello. These two things are critical. It's huge to me, and I'm curious about that to see what you might have to say.
Okay, well, let me start so that Mark has a little bit of time to prepare. But I would say you're definitely, you know, again, you're going through a huge transition and you are taking time to nourish and honor yourself. And whenever you do something like that, amazing things follow. And so I have no doubt, Mark, that you know, everything in your life is, you know, going to fall into place. And I think it's, you know, taking this time to really build on the creative side of you and nourishing, you know, this piece of you is just unbelievably timeful, as well as, you know, it's going to really empower and bring a lot of amazing changes into your life. So I think this is great what you're doing, and I'm sure Mark is going to tell you pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, Mark, I see you entering the workshop, the creative workshop of the mind that every Virgo needs in order to be able to have a place where you're the one who gets to master your instrument, your calling, your craft, your trade, and that until this time in your life, there's been a lot of reasons why not to fully grant yourself that yet, and you've just about run out of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. How true that is in work, taking up 7 days a week, I just have found it unbearable to continue to put off the creative stuff that I feel is so critical to me.
Yes, yes. And I think it's more than just your creativity that's going through a transformation. I feel that your entire mindset, that the whole way that you were taught to think and those forces that you were trained to have to pay homage to, it's all moving through you now in a different way in order to awaken your deeper creativity and get you to be able to recreate not just your relationship with your work and your instrument, but your whole understanding of why you're here and what you're doing on the earth. I think it goes that deep.
That's what I want to get to, and that's where I hope things are heading.
Yes, and you will get there as long as you make it an intention, you take it up willingly, you become brave enough to realize that you're an instrument of a greater purpose and you were not put here to just kind of whittle away your time and pay your bills, but there is a much deeper sense of soul satisfaction that's like now or never. You're at the crossroads of your life.
There it is. Well, I so deeply appreciate having spoken with you that you've taken the time, and I thank you both very much.
Mark, you're so welcome, and because you happen to live one state away from me, and I'm in Vermont, if you ever want a soul-level astrology reading, you're one of the few people who could actually come to me in person. Most everyone else I work with in all over the world calls me by phone, but if you ever inspired to, please feel free to set up an appointment and come visit with me.
I think we'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome, and sign up for my free newsletter, and thank you for exposing your issue and bringing it to Lori and me tonight. It feels really good to meet you right in that place where you have a need.
Awesome. I so much appreciate everything, and I'll be in touch with you, Mark.
Wonderful, Mark.
Bye.
Great.
Look forward to it.
Bye, Lori.
Bye-bye. Okay, so our next caller is Patricia from Hawaii, and she was born on the 24th of October, 1963. Hi, Patricia. Do we still have Patricia on the line?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Not a problem.
Pretty good. It's pretty good, though.
Aloha.
It's a little, what my life is like. No, I really appreciate everything that you guys have been saying. It's interesting. I feel like what I was going to ask is sort of a combination of some of the others, but I'm living in Hawaii. I've been here for 5 years. I used to live in Vermont prior to this, about 8 years, and I love it here. I have a three-year-old son who was born April 14th of 07, and my husband is a Virgo. He was born September 18th of 54, but the question I have is, I'm a psychologist and I work at home doing different types of, I specialize in traumatic stress. So I'm working for the government and doing things related to disasters and combat stress. And anyway, there's lots of three or four different jobs I'm juggling right now so that I can work at home and be with my three-year-old as much as I can. And my husband lost his job here on the Big Island and is now working in Cincinnati, which is a huge shift from the Big Island, as you can imagine. He's been there since March. And my question kind of is around, I have been so resistant to move, and I don't want to leave Hawaii, the energy of Hawaii. I feel like I'm kind of sucked into this crazy vortex when I'm in the mainland. And this place feels so peaceful to me. But I also really acknowledge that I might be resisting something that I shouldn't resist. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, he's actually looking at possible other jobs on the West Coast or Hawaii, but nothing's come up yet. So I'm wondering if I should be surrendering. And there's a whole other issue of what we would do with our house, because we bought it at the peak of the market, and we're already trying to get a loan modification, or, I don't know, give it back to the bank. We didn't put any money down, so we could probably give it back to the bank. But, I mean, I think on a larger level, I'm just wondering, there's so much up for me right now. Moving, not moving. Even my husband and I, the relationship issues that you talked about, Mark, he reminds me of Marie. He's going through a big thing himself with childhood trauma. Yeah. And he's willing. He's willing to work on it. He's been working on it. But when we have arguments, he shuts down and it hurts. And it's like, you know, so part of me was like, did he move because we're supposed to split up? Are we supposed to stay together? Are we supposed to, what's going on? So that's what it is. It's like all this stuff up in the air. And
Want to start this one, Lori?
You know what? We actually have to go to break. So while we're on break, Mark, you got it. But I do get the surrender part. So, you know, we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. We are quite packed. But, you know, as soon as we lose somebody, we get another person. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Mark Borax on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio.
PsychicOnAir.com.
The Wake Up Call with Alan Tom.
I know the torment that I put my mother through, and I've seen the lessons that she's brought to you, so I love you. And I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry.
She feels your pain.
Well, I actually do from a distance. Now that I'm not the tweaker, I can understand that it's not always pretty.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Break up, dawn, come tomorrow.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, and we are having a crazy night with the phones going absolutely nuts. Mark, you're a hit. We're gonna have to find you a regular spot on the show.
Sure.
But okay. So we're talking with Debbie and or no.
Patricia.
No, we were talking with Patricia. Yes, yeah, sorry. Debbie's next. We were talking with Patricia, and she has been talking about, you know, all the things that are going on. And Mark, why don't you take this? I know it has a lot to do with surrendering, and I think there's a bit of timing that needs to, you know, just sort of happen before decisions need to be made, because I think there's a lot of change going on in everybody's lives. But let me see what you have to say.
Yeah, Patricia, you're definitely involved in a series of timing cycles that are all kind of overlapping. It's almost as if you could even get crystal clear about just one of the questions in your life right now, it almost wouldn't even matter, because it's like you're in a revolving door, and then the next one hits, and then the next one. Overall, the feeling that I'm getting from this is the cumulative effect of all the different decisions that are pushing in on you now is to pressure you to meet yourself on a truer level than you've yet met yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying it that way purposefully so that whatever's happening with you and your husband, which is hard to tell for sure because what's coming up for him right now is pretty intense and transformative, you're not even sure who he's going to be when he finishes coming through his own transformation. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that what's happening is pressuring you kind of in on yourself to meet yourself on a truer level. That's the priority here. The priority isn't hurry up and decide, do I stay in Hawaii? Do I move to the mainland? Do I go to California? Do I keep doing the trauma work with the government? Do I stay with my husband? Do I go to Ohio? Those questions are secondary. What's mm-hmm. primary here is it's very obvious to me that life is conspiring now to force you to have to find out who you are on a deeper level than you've yet done in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's an inner process here that has to predominate over the external process of where that deeper connection with yourself then leads. You see, if you knew what the deeper connection with yourself was, you'd already be flowing more strongly in one of those directions. So you kind of need to resist the tendency to hurry up and make some sort of decision here and
right.
recognize that there's a deeper pull going on.
Yeah.
And now that's easier for me to say to you over the radio tonight than it necessarily is for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm giving you an incentive here and an encouragement to recognize that's why all these different questions and timings are layering over you right now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you do that, as you commit to using this time to get clear, not to be sure everybody else is happy,
yeah.
not to make sure you do the so-called right thing that you think in your mind you should do, but really clear a little psychic space and breathe into it of, okay, who am I now? Where is my inner truth? Breathe into that, and if you go about it that way, within the next couple of months, you will come to a deeper cut, a deeper engagement with yourself that will most likely begin to steer you towards the direction with those other questions.
Okay. All right. So just making the time to really ask those questions deeply and be with that.
Yes. Part of it is the time, but even the deeper part, energetically, Okay. Use your hands to push out of your psychic space everybody else's thought forms and pressures and needs. Okay. Not just buying time for yourself, but even more than that, buying space, opening a space. You don't have to hurry up and make sure you do the right thing and keep all the plates spinning. Okay. This is not about that. This is about stopping and breathing in. You know, that Hawaiian space of you're a part of the earth too. You're in an organic relationship with the universe. It's already in motion. It's not as hard as it seems when you get frantically caught in your mind. Drop down into a deeper space.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay. That sounds
all right.
Great.
Thank so let us know what happens, Patricia.
I will. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck and many blessings.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have another five callers, and we have probably about 10 minutes to try and connect with them. But if we don't, you know, we'll have Mark back. So we do. Our next caller is Debbie from Idaho on the 16th of June, 1975. Hi, Debbie.
Hello. How are you today?
Great. So
happy
how can
birthday,
we help you?
Debbie.
Oh, my goodness, that's right. It's your birthday.
It is my birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's my birthday. I'm 35 today.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. You know, it's actually an incredible day. And I actually had a reading with Mark about a year and a half ago. And, you know, that was a profound experience for me as well. Things have continued to change in an intense way for me, and right now I'm happier than I've ever been, but also, you mentioned crosshairs earlier with someone else, but I know I'm at a seed moment in my life, you know, whether it be my, you know, timing with my birthday or just within my career and everything. I know that I'm not working right now. I have been in a job for the last 7 years that I literally felt was killing me physically, emotionally, spiritually. And about 2.5 weeks ago, I stopped working there and had just been nurturing myself these last couple of weeks and trying to decide which, you know, what I want to do as well as, you know, what opportunities are out there, because there's obviously not as many as there have been in years past. But I guess the reason I'm calling is I do feel like this is a seed moment, you know, for myself, to get back to my roots and to make sure that I'm making decisions now that don't get me back into another type of relationship, especially at work, but where I'm just grinding myself out for other people and I'm not getting, not necessarily selfishly, because I love serving other people, but I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not sure where to look for that, how to find out whether I'm on the right track with that or not.
You want to start, Lori?
I'll start. I'll do a little quick one. But, you know, you're in such a great place to be in right now, because you are nourishing yourself. And, you know, it's such an important time for you. And I know that, especially now with your birthday, and it's an incredible moment where you are going to, you know, come together and, you know, everything, you know, you're making it very clear that what you want and what you're, you know, not willing to accept anymore, and the universe will definitely fall into place. Now, Mark, we have to break in about a minute or so. So start, and then I will try and interrupt, and you can stay on the line, Debbie, if we don't quite finish with you. But go ahead, Mark.
Debbie, I feel that this is a lesson in perspective. You know, each of us is caught up in so many karmic chains and binds, what happened in childhood, what happened in past lives, what happened in previous marriages and relationships. And at the same time, each of us is ultimately a free being who's chosen to enter an earth costume. We have a name. You're called Debbie, and I'm called Mark. Lori's called Lori. That's just one role that our soul is choosing to take on in order to bring more of its inner love into the physical plane. Mm-hmm. Everything that's happening for you now is an invitation to dig deep down into the love packed inside you and bring that out to the world.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
beautiful.
You are so much freer than the stuck parts of you. let them just go through and release and stay with the inner love, stay with the joy, stay with the truth. It will get you through.
Already I feel so liberated. And is it just relying on this feeling, and that this feeling will guide me in the direction that I need to go?
I'm reminding you who you are. We all need reminders. You are so much more than your problems. Part of you is caught in karmic drama. A deeper part of you is a free being. And I'm blasting that free being with grow light.
That's nice. Okay, we're going to go to break now. So no, we're not going to be able to take any more callers. We are packed. So you're listening to An Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Mark Borax on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The I'm Thankful Network, for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Leave. NewSkyRadio.com.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Well, you have been listening with Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and tonight we have Mark Borax. I do recommend that you go to Mark's site. So it's Mark Borax, BORAX.com, and sign up for his free newsletter and give him a look, because, you know, he's probably, again, one of the most profound soul astrology readings I've ever, you know, encountered. And as you can see tonight, everybody is getting quite a treat by giving us a call. And, you know, the lines have been fully packed. So we will probably have to try and have you back before the summer is finished and, you know, have you come back and deal with some more of these, you know, important issues. I mean, it's definitely a time where we're going through a lot of change. So I hope that was good for you, Debbie. I think we're going to go to Christina from Arizona, who is born on the 6th of January, 1969. Christina, how are you tonight?
Good. It's the 16th, 1-6.
Okay, so it's the 16th of January?
May.
All right, so the 16th of May, 69.
Correct.
Okay. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I wanted to, because I could resonate to many of the things that you have been saying, and it seems the area that I have struggled the most throughout my adult life is in relationships, and currently still going through a lot of adversity with my boyfriend. And so I was wondering if there's something, I mean, something, he's coming somewhere down the line. I keep getting told, patience, that it's going to get easier, but I'm still struggling in that area.
Okay. You want me to take this one, or you want to take it,
Lori? Go for it. No, go ahead.
Okay, Christine. What I see in regards to you is that you have an incredibly strong inward nature. Your whole life is aimed toward you getting to know who you are on a level beyond that which most people ever get to know who they are. You're kind of on the level of a soul-searching artist who is using relationship and all other key ingredients of her life in order to enter those deeper waters of what's really happening inside you. Now, you're living in a culture and at a time in history which ignores the inside and accents the outside to an insane degree. So you have a lot of work to do in this lifetime in order for you to learn to honor and value and discover who you really are. And relationship is one of those key irritations and stimulations in order to get you down into that deeper truth space that is so poignant with you that you need extra development time. It's not going to happen when you're 18 years old or 28 or even when you're 38. The kind of a journey you're on in this life is a lifelong quest to the soul. And it's a rigorous quest. Relationship reflects back to you as a clear mirror how well you're listening to yourself versus how much you're ignoring yourself or betraying yourself or avoiding yourself. Your partners, in terms of intimate connections, are reminders to you. Oh, I ignored my inner truth. I did not listen to that inner voice. That's what got me to this place. Or your partners are reflections of, yes, that's what happens when I truly listen to myself and honor myself. And you're going through one of those periodic intensifications in order to get you to value and recognize the incredible treasure that you're carrying, which is your own soul, your own core nature, and that you have to value that and listen to that.
I can resonate to that, but that's like a lot to try to understand. I can see where you're saying that. That's kind of how I feel, but to get to learning that, it's very hard.
Yes, Yes, and to get to doing that, mostly what you need is an intention. You're not expected to be a master at this just because I told it to you. You're just opening the door now to a deeper zone of who you really are. If you have an intention to value that, to stand for that, to honor that, to believe in that, to stick up for that, to not deny that, to not betray that, that intention alone will continue leading you down that path, and you will draw to yourself those books, experiences, and people who can help reinforce that direction once the intention really solidifies inside you and begins to displace out of you the stuff that happens on the superficial levels when you're not really fully in it, when you're not truly with yourself.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Process. It's not one magical secret key that will happen when you snap your fingers. It's a process and a journey that will have different stages to it, and you're in a big, big stage of it right now. That's why it's crucial that you grasp the energy and the intention of what I'm talking about, even if you don't fully understand exactly how to do it yet.
Okay, I will aim at that.
Yes,
thank you so much. I will probably have to contact you again to get better understanding, but thank you so much.
Please do, and check out my website, markborax.com. There's a lot of information in that website to help continue you going that direction.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
All right. Well, this has been a great show, Mark. And, you know, Mark is the author of 2012, Crossing the Bridge to the Future. And coming out, hopefully, in December is the Cosmic Weather Report, Notes from the Edge of the Universe. And I've had a reading with Mark, and I have to say, again, it was probably one of the best readings I've had. So definitely recommend it. And I think a lot of people have gotten, you know, a nice idea of what Mark's work is about, and certainly can feel the depth that he goes into. So, you know, thanks for being on the show, Mark.
You're so welcome, Lori. My pleasure.
We are going to have to try and get you back, I think, because, as I said, the phone lines were crazy, and unfortunately we weren't able to get to another three people, but we'll have you back. So
I'll be happy to come back, and I want to thank everyone who called in, too.
Yeah. So I have a free offer of a free email reading to the third person to register on my website, intuitivesoul.com. So you get a free email reading if you're the third person to register on my website, intuitivesoul.com. You know, may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Mark Borax on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.